and sports. I'm Jason Dinesen. The Minnesota Twins lost to Cleveland last night 3-2 in 10 innings. It was the first game since the team made 9 trades leading up to the trade deadline. The team called up 4 pitchers and 4 position players from AAA St. Paul before the game. Manager Rocco Baldelli.
Yeah, the guys handled it incredibly maturely, professionally, competitively. Had a good talk with the whole team, and I won't go into everything, but we're here to win. We're here to win games. We're here to work our absolute tails off every day. And I talked to the guys about there being some great opportunities in front of everyone, you know, whether you're a veteran player or a young player.
The Twins and Guardians play again in Cleveland this afternoon at 3:10. The St. Paul Saints lost at Toledo last night 3-2. The Minnesota Lynx are at Las Vegas this afternoon with tip-off at 2 p.m. The Minnesota Vikings returned to training camp practice on Friday after a day off on Thursday. Coach Kevin O'Connell on evaluating the injury to wide receiver Justin Jefferson.
I think evaluation with something like this is more so the checkpoints before he's eventually just doing more and more and more, and that does start this week.
Vikings defensive end Jared Allen will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame today.
The moments I love the most is being around the other Hall of Famers. It's the intimate moments you get when you just get to, you know, share stories, you get to listen, you know, and talk to guys that either your paths would never cross or that you competed against so much and now you're in the same thing.
Allen made his comments during an interview with NBC. The induction ceremony starts at noon. Golden Gopher football is hosting an open practice at Huntington Bank Stadium at 6 tonight. And Minnesota United continues League's Cup play with a match against Club America in Houston tonight. This is MNN.